Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to episode 11 of season 6. If you just joined, this is Maria from At Magic with Maria Everywhere, and I'm joined by our goddess, our supreme.
Ooh. Oh, she's a goddess.
Oh, she is. And she's stinky.
She's so stinky.
Robin, at a tired witch. Everywhere.
Hi. We're pretty upset right now because this is our last full episode we recorded in person together.
Yeah.
Maria turned her chair and looked me dead in the eyes to make me uncomfortable for what's stirring. How fucked up is that?
In front of a crowd of people. It was amazing.
Who allowed this to happen? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it was you. So
here's the dealio, guys. I've told Maria and her beautiful wife that they need to move here because, one, it's California, but two, it doesn't have California prices. And so they should sell their home and they should move here. And then I will, if they go out of their way to move here, I will go out of my way to buy us a she shed and make us a recording studio here. Okay. And then we can have in-person recordings every time. And I think we should fill out the petition and deliver it to Scarlett. Because I feel like this is really Scarlett's fault, if you think about it.
Yeah.
She's one with the stable job.
I know. I was like, well, actually, it is. But for good reasons.
She's got a stable job and she likes her company. Blah, blah, blah. No. Well, I mean, pooey to all that.
I mean, the witch is listening. If you know an IT monitoring job somewhere in California that pays super well, send us a little DM. Yeah, especially remote. If it's remote, that's what we want. That is what we want. That is the goal.
Maria and I can hold hands every single day. I'm literally trying to convince everyone to move here because this whole area has grown on me in such a real way that I'm just like, everyone move here.
I can't relate. Imagine me being like, you should move to South Carolina.
I would tell you where you could shove it. I'd be like, oh my gosh, have you ever thought about putting that into your butthole? Have you ever thought about that? Which leads us into our, which is a seamless segue into the fact that on July 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern time, we are going to have Julia Helena Hadass teach us a class on witchcraft cocktails. We just watched her last weekend, 2 weeks ago. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. It's been a week and a half.
It has been.
Do a class. Uh-huh. It was amazing. It was incredible. She also has a book that just came out. She's also a total sweetie and just a cutie pants. So what the heck? It's summertime. Let's learn how to make some cocktails together.
Yeah. And me and Scarlett got to, I don't know if you had one of her cocktails, like they had a cocktail hour at the Parafest and we got to try some of her cocktails and they were delicious.
I did not because I don't drink alcohol. So good.
Yeah. Well, she had non-alcoholic
you
ones.
You guys did the cocktail hour and that's when I was like, I'm going to go have some quiet time and call my children.
Yes. We stayed up pretty late.
You guys are wild. Yeah, these are wild girls. I'm just a baby. I was like, it's 10 o'clock. I have to go to bed. It's 9 o'clock in California. I have to sleep.
I think Scarlett's night owlness is what made this doable.
Yes.
I'm used to being like sleep deficient also, like, and exhausted.
Not to like blow smoke up your wife's ass, but we like needed her so badly. She brought us like coffees and sodas and made sure that we had caffeine flowing through our bodies so we didn't fall asleep. What a trooper.
I know, everyone loved her.
What a trooper.
Everyone
did.
Every single person.
But I'm a hater, so I'm just kidding. And also as a reminder, because we're like, this is our intro. We're talking way too much. You guys have to not forget that. I couldn't have worded that better. Don't forget to call us at 351-207-0799 to send us your coffee talk stories. Or if you're not a talker, but you are a writer, submit your stories to submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com or head to our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. Click the little submit form and you can type it in there. So yeah, send us your stories. Yeah. We'd love to hear them. We got a pretty exciting one for next week.
I'm very excited.
I'm very excited for it. If you just joined us this week, every week we talk about upcoming lunar phases and how you can utilize those in your magical practice. So the nearest one to us actually is falling when the next episode comes out. So we're probably going to have to do some shuffling. Maybe we'll talk about dark moons next time. I'm not sure. But that is going to be the full moon in Capricorn. And that is on July 10th, which is crazy to me personally that the Capricorn full moon is happening during Cancer season. Am I right? I'm just teasing. But the full moon in Capricorn is pretty exciting because this is a great time, especially in summer, to utilize your organization skills. Go clean your fucking altar. When was the last time you did that? Let's do that. Let's go through all of our stuff that we have. Like if you are some like a witch who keeps an apothecary, maybe this is the time that we start to organize like our herbs and our dried goods. Maybe
throwing away those nasty ass herbs that have been sitting
in the trash
for 5 years.
I don't care if you spend $50 on that essential oil. It's 7 years old. It smells musky. It's rank. Get rid of it. This is the time to do that. Like, I know the full moons are really great for manifestation and like drawing things in that we want. But like in the Capricorn full moon, I'm going to recommend that you get your fucking life together. consider it like spring cleaning, but in a witchy altar sense.
Yeah. Well,
what do you think?
Thank you for calling me out because I literally
that vanilla essential oil that you've had for the last 8 years does not smell like vanilla anymore. It smells like shit.
Okay, listen, Linda.
$70 on it. I didn't know that doTERRA was a scam.
I got this luck oil from a friend, like I think like 4 years ago, and it smelled so good. It's so good. It wasn't you. I still do actually have black cat magic stuff.
You guys, listen, we're learning she has other friends. Cancel her.
I have like some stale tea, like still in my tea thingy, but.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Throw it out. It's so old. I haven't been black cat magic in like 7 years.
Memories. I'm a memory whore.
That's fine. Divine. Okay, as long as you don't consume it, please don't consume it.
I opened up the oil the other day and I was like, oh, this does not smell as good as what it did. Because the reason why I loved it so much is because it smelled amazing and I would literally wear it as like an oil perfume. But anyways, I digress. I really like the Capricorn full moon for just grounding. Like I feel like in the summer, it's like that summer energy is just go, go, go. Like you're hustling, you're getting things done. You're getting things done when it comes to goals. You're in the heat all the time and things get super stressful and your anger is easier, you know, easily or accessible. And so I think really utilizing Capricorn to like take a moment to plant your feet on the earth and just take a chill pill is a great idea, especially since it's Cancer season. I mean, if your emotions are going haywire, this full moon, go outside and ground underneath the full moon. Hopefully where you live, it gets a little bit cooler at night and you can just like enjoy it. And even if you can't, like, as I always tell, like when we do group spells on our Discord, even if you're in your home or in an apartment, what you are standing on is still made of the earth. So you can still connect with the earth through the materials made from it. Thanks.
Deep. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks. I need to write a book.
Yeah. You should.
I need to. But anyways, maybe I should use a Capricorn full moon to do that. But just anyways.
An entire book on that.
Yeah. Oh, God. No, thank you.
Anyways. Could you imagine?
Oh, my God. That'd be the driest book ever. I don't know.
She's insulting all Capricorns now, everyone. You should take this personal. Let's cancel her.
It's okay. Capricorns are our little cacti. Like, you know, they're a little cacti. Like,
listen, my best friend is a Capricorn, and I don't know what I would do without her, like, drive to, like, organize my life. She will schedule in our FaceTime calls. I, like, full-on Google Calendar it. I'm like, hell yeah, queen.
Yeah. Well, would you be surprised after going on a trip with me that I have a lot of Capricorn in my chart?
No, not at all. Not in the slightest bit. But see, the thing is, I need that. I need that in my life because when it comes to like non-essentials, right? Mm-hmm. My brain just shuts off. No thoughts.
Yeah. 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 Well, I'm glad we have each other.
Me too.
Ew. You're so in love with me. Sick.
Yeah, I can't help it. You just have that aura.
I have the aura. That's, yeah, I do that to ladies.
So if you just joined us this episode, we like to go over tarot. Previous seasons, we have gone over individual meanings of cards, and then we moved on to themes was the season before this, but we went over the whole sections of tarot. Like, we went over the major arcana and what that means, the minor arcana and what that means, 1 through 10s, what they mean, the court cards, and all of that jazz. And then last season, we went over, like, themes you see in tarot, like love and friendship and things like that. This season, we thought it'd be fun to kind of like go back to our roots and do individual meanings of cards, but with a fun twist, like doing a little collective reading on a card. And with all collective readings, if this does not resonate with you, that is completely okay. It's just for the collective. It might not be for you, and that is completely okay. But I am actually going to be drawing from Magic Hour Tarot again. I think I've used it past like 3 times on this because I am in love with it. It is so pretty. But okay, let's go ahead and see. Okay. So we got the Three of Wands. And what the Three of Wands shows me is that we need to keep our eye out for opportunities when it comes to external growth, internal growth and passion and just exploration in general. Like, this card, like, the person is standing, like, on a hill. This hill, to me, symbolizes, like, our comfort zones, what we're used to. And we're just kind of watching people, like, do fun things and, like, go after, like, things that they are passionate about. And we're just like, oh, that's cool. I wish I could do that. Well, this card is an invitation to just go do it. Go on a little adventure. Go try different things. Maybe you'll find something that deeply resonates with you. And who knows, maybe one of the opportunities you run across will really become something amazing and lead you on like a path that just helps you grow as a person and, I don't know, just serves you for years to come. But you'll never know if you don't go try. So go try. Mm-hmm. It's a hellscape out there right now, guys. You need to find joy where you can. If you're just staying in your little comfort zones and not doing anything, you're just going to, you know, fester in the hellscape that is now. So how about you? What are your opinions?
I actually have nothing to add from what you just said. Can you believe?
No. That's been the past couple of cards. Like, we have agreed.
Look at us. Look at us mind melding.
Connecting.
Yeah. This for me is a big say yes card. Mm-hmm. It's a big say yes card. That would be my only addition. Obviously, don't say yes to things that are going to put you in harm's way.
Yeah.
But You know what I mean? Don't be like, yeah, I'm going to play with a Russian roulette today. Like, don't do that. But like, you know, if you're like, I've always wanted to go have dinner by myself, which is a big thing for me, at least. I don't know if that's a thing for you. Maybe this is the time you go say yes. Maybe this is the time you go check out that new bookstore. Maybe it's the time you go sign up for that pottery class you've always wanted to do.
Yeah. Just anything that offers like something new and something fresh. And, you know, there's so many amazing things out there. You don't have to be just limited to the things that's already in your circle.
I massively agree. So, yay. So this week, Maria and I, oh my God, I just noticed the note that you put on. Potions and brews to the tune of boats and hoes. That's what she fucking wrote. We are going to talk about potions and brews. We've never talked about them. But the thing is that what is the number one thing that people think of when they think of witches? Potions. Love potion number nine. Yeah. You guys are so welcome that I sang that to you.
We're supposed to do boats and hoes. I actually forgot I wrote that.
I love that you wrote that. I love that you wrote that so much. I want you to do it. Do potions and brews and boats and hoes tune.
Oh, gosh. I don't remember, like, what? Potions
you
and brews.
You don't remember
I
it?
Don't know. Oh, no. I'm
you
like,
wrote it down and you don't remember it? You guys, she's setting me up.
Listen.
Listen,
you know,
Linda.
When your mind goes blank, I couldn't recall it right now. I just, potions and brews. Potions and brews. I don't know.
I love that. Yeah, no, that was pretty close. That was good.
Thanks. Cool.
So on the note of potions and brews, witches are known in pop culture for potions and brews. Women historically have been massively villainized and like not to get all, we are the daughters of the witches you couldn't burn. But women were vilified, even gone so far as to be murdered because of things like salves and home remedies, teas, etc., because of their connection to witchcraft. Not that everyone who did salves, I would argue that the majority did not, you know, were practicing witchcraft, but this is a little history fact for you.
But we also see it like with Medea, like in her cauldron and all like the brews and stuff she would come up with would cause a lot of mayhem. So we could probably blame her from ancient Greek history for making it seem like, you know, women are like wicked Mayhaps. With their brews and potions. Not that, you know, I love Medea, you know, she's one of those amazing witches. You know, the lore and the mythology behind her. But I can see how people would take her story and be like, kind of wicked. But, you know,
evil.
We're all villains evil. For some reason.
Yeah. And I really want to emphasize that before we get too much into this episode, we're not proponents of like the internet narrative that is the whole all witches were burned at the stake, because not only is that historically inaccurate, but the majority of witches of the witch trials happened in a very specific part of the world during a very specific time. We're not going to go down that whole like Anglo washing of history. What we're talking about is majority from a very modern standpoint. And by that, Maria, what qualifies as a brew or a potion?
So definitely tea. Like, I know people are like, are you sure? Is it a tea? Like, you know, when people think of brews and potions, you're standing over your cauldron, you know, with a big spoon and you're cackling and there's green smoke rising up and it's just like a whole, it is a little bit hocus pocus, but like,
it's a lot of bit hocus pocus, but that's what we're here for.
Yeah. But your coffee cup, your tea cup can literally be a cauldron. And if you're intentionally choosing the herbs or like plants that go into your tea, then you are making a brew for a specific purpose. And I really think anything that you ingest or put on your skin is considered a brew. It's something that you're actively using on your body or in your body to set a specific intention.
Yes. Tinctures are a really great use for like potions. The thing is, a tincture is when we take herbs or plants and we put them into alcohol and we allow all of the, I'm going to say the word nutrients, but please take that with a grain of salt, all the properties from that plant into the alcohol to be consumed. So that way you just drink like a little, or you consume a little bit of it to be like retaining this sort of beneficial properties for like medicinal uses, for herbal medicinal medicine. And in witchcraft, we can utilize that same concept, but instead of taking it for, you know, medicinal reasons, we're taking it for the correspondence reasons. Yeah. The caveat with that is, don't just put random fucking shit in alcohol and then start consuming it. That's crazy. That's how we give ourselves serious illnesses and die. Let's take a little nuance with this stuff and make sure that you can consume it in a tincture form safely with its, you know, aligning components.
And if you are doing a tincture too, and you are, you know, a recovering alcoholic, or if you are just trying to not involve alcohol in anything, use glycerin. Like glycerin is also a good alternative.
Or I know some people use apple cider vinegar for it.
Oh,
It does have a different, both glycerin and apple cider vinegar have a different timeline that you have to soak them for compared to alcohol. So alcohol is usually about 7 days. It does depend on the plant. So again, look up what you're using this for. Don't just consume willy-nilly. But they do have different like soak times. So you know, and there's some great resources out there on tinctures and herbal medicine. They exist.
And some herbs do better in alcohol compared to glycerin. Like if you are doing something with like marshmallow root, you would want glycerin over alcohol because you need something softer for that soft of plant or herb.
And the resource that Maria and I get a lot of our herbs from, the Mountain Rose herbal, whatever the heck it's called, they do a book that's called Modern Herbal Dispensary that I do have, and that is a very good resource for that sort of thing.
You made me say it too. Resource. Oh my god.
I can't speak. I'm sorry. I'm so pretty.
Our mind connection, Robin. You can't do that.
I'm sorry. There's also a couple of books out there that are just called the Tincture Recipe Book. There's like probably five of them. So do, you know, read your reviews before you pick one.
Yeah.
But yeah, they exist. They're out there. These are great resources. Your library, not to be at blown smoke up the library's ass again, but your library probably has resources. So look them up. It's free.
So, Robin, when would you use them in a spell?
When would you use them in a spell?
So I actually went through a really long phase when I was struggling with an eating disorder and I was trying to like bounce back from that, where I did a self-love one and I utilized it in terms of treating it like any spell, right? Or like making a spell oil. But instead of letting it sit on my altar for necessarily the dedication, like you would with like money oils or whatever, I let it sit on my altar for the full soak. And I did it in like a mason jar with like a sealed lid.
Yeah.
And I put a candle on top of the mason jar and that would become my daily dedication while it was soaking before I strained it. And then I would take the tincture, which was like a flower essence, every day after that. And that became like a part of like a little daily ritual for myself.
Yeah. So Which is funny. You're mentioning the past, which I'm so sorry you went through that. You know, I went through like something similar.
But I'm literally like so pretty now.
yeah, you are.
I was pretty then too. I was just a girl who was recovering from the 90s.
Same bestie. Yeah, yeah. But I want to, like, when I was first getting into witchcraft, like when I was like 13, I remember the first like thing, like spell that I did was a potion. And it was, you know, you're a little superficial, like when you are that age, you know, you want to be a pretty girl, you know, want to be one of the pretty girls at school. And so I made a beauty, like a beauty potion to take with me, and it had like cloves, it had rose petals, I'm trying to think about what else I put in it, but it just had like a bunch of stuff that dealt with beauty in it. And my ass was taking this water bottle and like just drinking around school, and so people were like, what are you drinking? And I was like, oh, it's a potion, you don't have to worry about it. And you know, that's when I became the weird girl. But anyways, I think when it comes to like using them, when to use them for like spells, it's when you really want to internalize something. When it comes to glamour magic, like when it comes to, as Robin said, self-love, and when it comes to like attraction, I am very like, I get nervous about like offering these things to people to actually do on their own, just because, you know, herbalism and plant stuff is like, you have to be very careful. As Robin says, you can't just go adding like a different stuff to your.
Absolutely.
We are all filled with different allergies and different things that we cannot put in our bodies.
Our body compositions are all different.
Yeah. And I also like, okay, guys, like flying ointment, but not, I don't make it in the way that uses poison, you know, the poisonous path herbs. Like, I just stay away from right. that. I'm not even going to like play with that stuff. Maybe one day when I have like a little bit more, if I actually go through like training or something for it, I don't know. But I will like, you know, do a mugwort salve and like put it on me for like, you know, to help with hedge crossing and stuff like that. You know, it's just whatever like helps put your body in the mood to do like spell work or to go through like whatever, you know, you want the spell to help you go through. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I get where you're. I get what you're putting out, girl.
Thanks.
Okay. I've kind of already touched on this, but how do you charge potions?
It really depends. Sometimes intention is more than enough. Like if you're actively yeah. putting in the ingredients in the spell, so you're holding the plants, you're thinking about why you're adding them in the first place, you're visualizing. But then mm-hmm. I also like to make full moon potions, new moon potions, dark moon potions, and like set it outside for a little bit to soak in that energy. And I even do sun, like I make sun teas like every like summer solstice.
That's a fucking brew.
Yeah, it is. Actually, if you're on our Patreon, I do have a recipe for my lavender and lemonade, like sun tea sort of thing. It's very yummy. Like, you should go try it.
Yes.
Anyways.
It is delicious. I made it.
But yeah, like, I just use what you would do for any spell, like when it comes to, you know, like spell bottles or candle magic. Just utilizing what I have at the time.
Too. I was just thinking of this. Concentrates, too. Cold concentrates. Have you ever done those?
No.
Mm-mm. I used to make them for chamomile.
Oh, wait. Like yes, teas. Yes, because I do it with coffee or gray tea, mint tea.
Sometimes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And you just put them in your fridge and you make way too much. have you ever made sprouts? Oh, this. Well, okay. Actually, I'm getting off topic here. well, because... Our next prompt is the tools of potion making. So this gets us back on topic. Oh. But have you ever made sprouts before? Like in mason jars?
No, I haven't.
So they sell these like mason jar lids that are netted.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Okay, so you get that plus cheesecloth. You screw that on the top of your tincture, your concentrate, your tea, whatever. And you flip that upside down into your jar and you just let it soak there for a while. You want it to be upside down for a while because what it does is it gets all that goodness out and you don't have to do any of the like gross squeezing of like week old alcohol covered herbs.
Yeah. Well, that's a good idea. Yeah. I like
that. Yeah, I'm really pretty.
Yeah, you are. I just use a fine mesh strainer. Just like,
oh, okay.
Push things through. But
gross.
That sounds a lot
better.
I don't like
I got sensory issues. I don't care to touch slimy herbs.
Oh, see, I don't mind. I'll do it. I'll do it.
So I'll do it if I have to, but I care to not. I prefer not. No. Yeah.
Have you ever used a cauldron for a brew or potion?
Oh, 100%.
It's so much fun.
The other thing that we didn't mention.
It's so much fun.
That we didn't mention is what? Simmer pots. Like,
oh,
speaking
simmer
of
pots.
Cauldrons.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. There's a brew.
But I've actually made like ingestible stuff like through my cauldron. Like, yeah.
Okay, Miss Thing.
It's fun. You know?
That sounds fun.
Yeah. Like I've done it for like beauty potions and then also for communication potions.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. And just like.
I can see how that would be really good.
Because it takes a while. Because I put a tea light underneath it and let it like, you know, come to.
Yeah.
However
I've done that too.
Can I get.
Yeah.
And I feel like.
I have.
Do you feel like the brew time, like if it's spell wise, that if, you know, the spell will last longer the longer that it brews?
Totally. I totally think that. Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually like, okay, so you know those little ceramic chime candle holders?
Yes.
Okay, so I flip those upside down and I put the legs of my cauldron underneath,
ooh,
like on top
up.
Of that.
Love
so
it.
That way the cauldron is lifted some and my little like lift has little pentacles on all of them.
Shut up.
I'm not saying that it's like the smartest thing I've ever done, but when I did do it, I felt very sexy. I was like,
you should. That's amazing. I just use books.
Is fucking massive.
I just use books, but that sounds a lot.
You use what?
Better. Books. Like I put the books on the side.
I
and
thought
set
you said
cauldron.
Bugs.
No.
Like,
oh my god.
Hey
gosh.
Bitch. What? Hey girl. What are you saying at this
I'm
time?
I'm just a buggy girl. You know, I stack those cicada carcasses.
Oh my god.
I say by literally. Whenever I find a cicada, as long as it's intact, I will bring it in and dry it out and I'll put it somewhere.
That's disgusting. I one time ordered you a ghost cicada. It was like white and it got like lost in the mail or something.
It never came.
And it said that it was delivered. So. And so the seller wouldn't send me another one.
Ugh. I know.
That's why you never got it. Isn't that insane? There's something about sending you things that always gets lost in the mail.
Yeah.
When I buy you presents, it's a 50-50 shot of if you're going to get it or if your neighbors are stealing it. You've got a neighbor, I'm convinced, that just takes your fucking shit.
I will actually tell you something later. I will tell you something later about
it. I will buy you things and they'll just get lost in the mail and it will say it's been delivered or it will just never move.
Yeah.
I ordered you something recently that got stuck in Dorset in the UK and just never moved.
Oh, well, that's probably because tariffs and all that.
It's been 3 months. So I think it just got lost.
But, okay, back on tack.
Right. We're filming a podcast. Right.
It's coffee talk all
Welcome
over
to coffee
again.
And cauldrons, where we do nothing but stay on task.
But spoons are definitely, you know, anything to stir. Like a spoon is your wand. Like if you're making like a tea or if you're like brewing something in your cauldron. And they make so many cute spoons now that have like... I have one that has a a pentagram on it. And I have another one that has like crystals on the end. And I also have this cute, like, it looks like a stick, basically, but it's a spoon. You can even just use your wands in there. But do keep in mind, if it is hot, you have run the chance of like ruining your wand if it's made out of wood.
Yeah.
But have you seen those people, like, even those people that have like those essential oil, like scientist setups, like that would be amazing. And I really want one.
They're not that expensive, actually, too.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Okay. Well, when they say they're not that expensive, how much do you think one of those would cost?
Maybe about $1,000.
Right. So they're like $150.
Okay, that's way more reasonable.
I thought about getting one, and I'm just like, where would I put this? Let's have a word with ourselves, Robin.
I'll clear
but
off
I want
space
to.
Over there.
Obviously, I'm sure they sell like way bigger ones, but
yeah. No, that would be really cool. And they even have those now, like tea diffuser things, like where the thing like sets up above and mm-hmm. like drains out. I think that would be very cool too for like
so cool.
the cold stuff. As well.
Yeah.
But.
All right. Well, let's just end this segment by telling all of you one last time. Don't poison yourself. Look up what you're going to consume or put on your body. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're not allergic to it. Make sure it's safe to consume in that fashion. And possibly even talk to your doctor about it first.
And
Make good and healthy choices.
And I do recommend, guys, if you are going out into the wild and picking plants to put on your skin or body, keep in mind where you are picking from. Because you don't know if they have sprayed weed stuff on it, or if they had like an animal have pooped or peed on it, or a human has pooped or peed on it.
I pooped and peed on it. It was me. It's
Robin's
my
just
defecation.
Out here, laying
I'm everywhere.
Robin's eggs and pooping
I'm in your
and peeing
walls
everywhere.
And I'm shitting on your weeds. And I've got a hammer.
But obviously, that don't discourage if you actually have a good background in like plants and stuff like that.
Right.
But you also don't want to poison yourself.
Let's do things with caution. Let's do things smart. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, there's so many benefits, but there's also a lot of really knowledgeable and wonderful herbalists out there where you can get a lot of great information. Maria and I are definitely not them. Mm-hmm. We're novices at best.
Hey,
but there
I thought
are
we're highly educated.
That is true, but very annoying. Buy our merch. Anyway, there are some really amazing, really well-educated, really wonderful herbalists out there. Utilize them. They are great resources, but please, please don't kill yourself in fucking poison.
Yeah. So, Robin, what is stirring your cauldron right now?
Robin, I'm trying to be serious. Let me be serious.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. Sorry, mommy. Sorry.
Mamacita?
Yeah. Sorry. Yes. I'm really horny right now. My non-existent penis is at full mast. Hello. Anyway, thank you so much for asking. What is stirring my cauldron right now is I'm having a little gathering this weekend at my house with some of our Patreon members. And I'm really excited. And I made all of them do icebreaker PowerPoint presentations. And I'm doing one and Francis is doing one. And my icebreaker. My icebreaker presentation is on early 2000s reality shows and why it's peak television, but simultaneously the reason we'll never get it again is because the ethics are fucked. They're non-existent. And that is what my presentation was on, and I'm really excited to see everyone else's.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna
I'm
be really
excited
fun
for you guys. I wish I was able to make it, but you know,
I wish you were too. But hopefully Maria continues to heal and we can do a Salem trip next year.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the goal.
Heal and the world continues to not be on fire or worse. Jesus. Right.
Also that.
Oh my God.
And also that. Yeah. So fingies crossed. But yeah, I'm really excited. I don't know what Francis's PowerPoint is on. He won't tell me. And I'm really excited because that means it's going to be fucking unhinged.
I'm scared, but I want to know what it is.
I'm scared, but I'm like in a good way. Like, I'm scared, but I want it.
I think I know what it is. Do you think it's everything about Aaron?
Oh my gosh, I have no idea. Like, it could be anything. It could be about bikes. It could be about coffee. It could be on Aaron. Oh my God. That would be so funny. I have literally no idea what his PowerPoint presentation is going to be on. But the fact that he won't tell me means I'm going to piss my pants. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited. So little does the internet know, but my husband is so fucking funny. So I'm really excited. So Maria, what's not stirring your cauldron this week?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for asking. So ever since we left Chicago, I'm like, oh, I hate it here. I hate it here so bad. I hate it here. I think I miss in-person community so very much because, oh no, I feel like I was telling Robin before we started recording that I have felt like deficient in it since I was sick for so long, like last year. Mm-hmm. Like I stayed home a lot. I didn't see friends and it was just miserable. But like going to Chicago and being in a big group of like-minded people, we have met like so many amazing people and had all these amazing discussions, and we're still continuing to have them like online and through like text and stuff like that. But it, as I was telling Robin, it's like it's still hard. It's not the same because it's not like you sitting down and chatting with someone, you know, you have like they'll get to you when they get to you, which more than fair, obviously. But
obviously,
but, you know, you're not getting that in-person thing, that back and forth. And
yeah,
there's nothing like it. And I hate being attached to my phone. I hate it. I hate it with a burning passion.
Yeah, it works out really good for us because I'll be like, Maria, the Discord's on fire. And then 3 hours later, she gets back to me. It's crazy.
Look, I told Scarlett to take my phone and just like hide it somewhere or else I will be on it all the time. But, and yeah, of course, my Sagittarius moon, I miss traveling. Like I love airports. I love being in planes.
You're such a crackhead.
But
sorry,
I know
that was not very nice of me to say, but...
But going and sitting in an airport and going to all the little stores in airports, yes, I love it.
What are you saying right now? You literally are just saying, you're telling all these people, you're like, I love going to strip malls. I love going to location-themed tchotchke stores. There's nothing better than getting a Build-A-Bear that says Chicago all over it.
Hey,
what's fucking wrong with you?
I have never bought anything from an airport. Unless
I'm buying at least 10 to 20 shot glasses with different variations of Las Vegas. Like, what are you fucking saying right now?
I don't know, Rob. And I don't understand it. I just really like it. I find it very enjoyable.
You sound insane. I don't know what to do with you. Like, I don't know what to do with you. You sound crazy.
You realize how much I enjoyed it. Like, when we were on the plane, I, you know, got my special plain Coca-Cola and I was journaling and I was just kicking my feet like underneath the chair. I was so happy. I was in the zone. Like, yeah.
This is the full duality of it. I was having a full blown fucking panic attack
in
the
plane
because we hit a little bit of turbulence and I was like, I held the rock. I looked in the mirror. I'm dead. This is it.
And you were like, I think my luck is just lost.
I did think my luggage was lost because my keys were in my luggage, which I didn't mean to leave them in the luggage, but then it told me I left the keys and I was like, oh no, that's bad.
No, like I could do that all the time. No,
Maria's like, yay, I love Chicago themed tchotchkes. I love Baltimore themed hoodies.
Ew. No, Baltimore's like, the worst airport I'm gonna in die. The entire world. I hate Baltimore's airport. But I will say, would I choose like going to Chicago and spending like, you know, a whole week in Chicago compared to just like being at airport? I would choose Chicago like every single time. Choose a city every single time, you know, to go and explore. But I love a good airport. Love it.
Farewell.
Love it.
If you just joined us this week, every week we talk about creatives that we are loving right now. These are shops, social medias, books, art, or accounts that we are just loving right now. These are not ads. This is just stuff we have genuinely found on our own and want to share with you. Go shop small, baby. That being said, Maria, who are you fucking with this week?
I am fucking with a thread-handed Jill. Okay, so I saw it first, like, on Threads, but they are on Instagram, too. And, oh, my gosh, it is so beautiful. So they stitched their own, cobwebs and just making, like, these beautiful, gorgeous designs. And they're just so stunning. I want one so bad.
Oh, I've seen that. She does the hat, right?
I'm not sure. I only seen the cross-stitch stuff.
So I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe this is the creator that made like a witch's hat, and then the tip of the hat is like a cobweb that they've embroidered. Yeah, they are that person.
They are that one?
Yeah.
Freaking
so
talented.
Cool.
And she, like, well, they even like incorporate.
They
like,
go by she, they. Okay, they're she, cool. They. So you're correct.
I'm good. So, even add like little water droplets to hang off of the cobwebs.
So cool.
So pretty. Like, people are so talented.
So beautiful. So cool. Like, so cool.
How about you?
My creator this week, I don't know if I've talked about them before, but they are a ceramicist, but they are not cups. Okay. So everybody relax, sit down. They make little tiny animals, and they specifically did a wizard penguin. So they're called Hannah Love Ceramics, and they did a little tiny wizard penguin that is so freaking cute. I could throw up. I'm trying really hard to not buy more tchotchkes because my landlord has made fun of me. Shout out to Dane. He said it in a loving way, though. It's fine. Shout out to Dane for making me self-conscious about my tchotchkes. No, I'm just kidding. I don't give a shit. But I am trying to buy less tchotchkes. But I really want one. And Frank was like, where the fuck are you going to put that? And I was like, amongst my wares.
Mind your business, husband.
Amongst my wares, Frank. Our listener submission this week is Tarot of the Woodland Wardens, which is super cute. It's got a little forest animals tarot. Yeah. So freaking cute.
I have the Oracle deck of it. So it's very exciting to hear that she's releasing a tarot version. So good.
So
I'm very excited for
cute.
It. Yeah.
So freaking cute. So. It's giving very like, oh, what is that bear? The little brown bear. Do you know what I'm talking about? It was like Little Bear. Yeah, the TV
bear.
Show from the 90s.
Oh, like you literally just little bear said it. And then you're like, oh, Little Bear.
It's literally that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
I'm very pretty. But yeah, it's so cute.
Yes, I'm, yeah, very excited. I'm definitely going to get it when it comes out. So, yeah.
100%. Yeah. If you have a creative that you are fucking with right now and you want to send it to us, we want to see it. Send us your creatives. We want to see it so we can tell people about it. Yeah. We love you.
Love you.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us this week. We will see you again on July 4th for our next Coffee Talk episode, where I believe we're going to be joined with Jessica Napick of the What's Up Weirdo podcast, where Jessica and I are going to kiss for an hour and Maria will also be there. Yeah. Or you can join us on July 11th for the 12th episode of season 6. You can keep an eye out on our social media or head to our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com, which I just recently updated. So get your shit together and go look at it. I worked really hard on that. to find out more information or see what we're up to. And don't forget to join us next month for our class with Julia Helena Hadas. I can speak for her class on witchcraft cocktails, which is going to be super fun. So join us, library tier and up.
Yeah. And additionally, our Patreon Magical Beginnings offers a special 25-minute part two episode, a huge library of articles about witchcraft. I literally just put a threshold protection one out, a Discord community full of fun events and discussions. And we even have tiers that offer one-on-one conversations with Robin and myself.
I think that Maria lost connection. I'm going to finish this outro for her. So additionally, our Patreon Magical Beginnings offers our special 25-minute part two episode, a huge library of articles about witchcraft, a Discord community full of fun events and discussions. And we even have tiers where it offers one-on-one conversations with myself or Maria. Additionally, if you don't want to utilize the mentorship role, you can utilize that 30 minutes from each of us for a tarot reading. So what the heck are you doing? Join us on Patreon. Also, our Patreon is now got Discord tiers that have like the rat function and you get all these cute little charms. So what the heck are you doing? Come and hang out with us.
Yeah, come and
hang out
with us.
And if you want more sexy. Oh, she's back. Oh, shit. You scared me.
Hi, my internet connection went out.
Hi, guys. I'm back. Oh, my God. Read my part then.
Okay. Please, if you love our sexy, sensual voices, take a moment to review us on streaming services such as Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We love reading your reviews, and rating us with 5 stars helps us be seen by others and helps us not make merch of what you say. So thank you to everyone who has already and will in the future rate us.
Yes, we really appreciate you. So again, this is Coffee and Cauldrons.
Oh, God. Okay. We're doing this
just
backwards.
Just my part. You can be me. I'll be you.
Oh, okay. With Robin at a Tired Witch everywhere.
And I'm Maria from Magic with Maria everywhere. All right, ready?
Yes.
One,
two,
three.
Bye,
witches.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.